All right. I'm going to be talking today about a variety we've had out. We released it last year, and this year, of course, is our second year of having it. Of course, I'm the breeder that developed this, but all the other people that are up here, which is includes Sean and John and Cody, you know, they're a big part of this because I can only get it in my little small plots. I've got to get it to Sean, who can put it out in 65. I think that's about what he puts out, 65 grower plots. And so when we get it out in those kind of things, you can really see where it's going to fit. Nitro is a medium-tall plant. It's semi-smooth leaf. It falls mid to mid full maturity. It's very indeterminate. It's got good storm tolerance. It's got a very large seed size. Whenever we look at a lot of the race trials that come in, Nitro will usually have the largest income from seed produced, usually about $15 to $20 an acre more than the other varieties, which that can, you know, over a lot of acres can add to a benefit of that. It's also got very good seedling vigor, and I think a lot of this is because it does have a larger seed. It has very good verticillium wilt, very good fusarium wilt tolerance, and has excellent bacterial blight resistance. I'm just going to go through some of the 2012 and 2013 results. This is in Weslaco, Texas, and you can see how Nitro compared to the other commercial checks in there. I think what you really want to look at in a lot of these is that, yes, it is yield equivalent to or better than, but also I want you to look at the fiber quality. In these trials, the length of Nitro was 1.25 inches. This is at Weslaco under irrigated. This is at Refugio, Texas, last year, which is a very, very dry situation. It's up close to where I live. And if you look here, of course, Nitro was at the income it produced per acre was the highest income. And pretty much everything in the test high mic'd except for Nitro. Nitro has a very fine fiber. This is about as high mic as I've seen on Nitro. This is at the Corpus Christi last year. Again, I'll say last year, I guess 2 years ago. Again, Nitro was very, very competitive with the top varieties. It had a 1.23 length on it, had the high strength on it. And again, look at that micronair. It's a very, very fine fiber. This is at another test they had at Corpus. And again, you know, you can look at this was under irrigation, but a lot less irrigation. And again, you've got this real superior length on the product. This is in DeWitt County, and again, it's the same situation. It's very competitive, but again, the length and the strength are what really shine in Nitro. Moving out of the coastal bend in the Rio Grande Valley, Nitro does not do real well in the southern blacklands. It doesn't do real good in Brazos Bottoms. But when you get up to the Corsicana, Ennis, Texas, and go north, it does real well again. And this is how it did in 2012. And again, if you look, the micronair is very good. The length is excellent. The strength is very good. The loan value, of course, if you look at that, it's extremely good. This was a test at Ennis, and again, it did very well there. Had the highest length in the test, which is very typical for Nitro. This was at Wall, Texas, with a grower out there. We had a small block planted with him last year. 96% of the bales that came out of the gin were 40 staple cotton. They'd never seen that at that gin. So, you know, like I said, it did very well, made 3 1/4 bale on it. This was from a test that a grower had at Plainview where he split a circle up with Nitro and 2484. They were very comparable in what they, you know, bottom lined out at. Nitro had a little better length and better strength, but it had a higher leaf grade. Cotton Incorporated is doing a study with Nitro, a spinning trial, and this is just, they took 4 bales from that were produced at La Mesa, Texas, and as you can see what the staple were on those 4 bales, there was a 40 staple, a 39, 39, and a 38. Very, very good fiber on this cotton, and you can see they all went into the loan at over 57 cents a pound. This is the Lubbock irrigated test last year, and the 3 varieties that I had in comparison across all those High Plains tests were Fibromax 2484, Phytogen 499, and Deltapine 1219. And you can see the Nitro and the 2484 were very similar in yield and fiber quality. Same thing here. This was a halfway, and again, those two varieties are fairly similar. Nitro has a little better strength on it, slightly higher length. This was in the verticillium wilt trial there last year, and Nitro does very well under verticillium wilt. It's got very good tolerance, still produces a good fiber under those conditions. And when Nitro does finally succumb to vert, it's usually very, very late. I mean, it's very late, so it really doesn't seem to hurt the fiber on it. This was at Tulia, which is really too far north for Nitro as far as we look at it as a variety, but it still is very competitive up there. And if you look at, this is at Pecos, which is more of a full season situation, and Nitro did well there. If you look across those locations, the 2484 and the Nitro were real similar. Nitro has a higher strength, a slightly higher yield, and like I said, from Lubbock, from Plainview South, Nitro is a really good fit on the high plains. This is a trial that we learned a lot from last year from Sean, and Sean has been a big help to me. This is Nitro when you have big water, and you can see compared to our other Dynagrow varieties how much better Nitro is where you have, you know, big water. Where you don't have big water, Nitro does not do nearly as well. Nitro is not very well adapted on the high plains under dry land conditions. It does fairly well in South Texas, the coastal bend. It doesn't seem to be, you know, it doesn't bother it on those clays. But when you get up there on those high plain soils, you need water. I'm just going to go through the 2003 real quick. Again, this is up on the northern part of the Blacklands. You can see how Nitro's fiber is superior to anything in the test. Strength, you know, good length. This is level land, a big grower trial we had up there at the Rush Farm. Nitro did extremely well up there, 58 cents a pound loan, 33 strength, 37, almost 38 staple. I'm not going to go through all this, but this is again in the Rio Grande Valley, and you can see Nitro with a 1.24 length. There it's very competitive. In Weslaco, it's a 1.22 length. And there, again, you have a lot of micronaire problems, which they had a lot of mic problems in the Rio Grande Valley. And if you look at Nitro, there's no mic problem there. Same thing in the Weslaco monster test that Dan Frommey ran, a 1.26 length, a 34.4 staple, I mean strength. Here in another test that they had, which was right near my own research plots, Nitro went 1.28 in the length there. This is an extension test also. At Corpus, it had, you know, it was still okay. At Corpus, it wasn't as good this year, and I think a lot of that was because of the drought and dry land. And but Nitro was still very competitive and had an excellent fiber. Just to kind of recap, you know, the micronaire from Nitro usually runs about 3.5 to 4.6. Has a 37 to 40 staple, 30 to 36 grams per text, and I have seen it, you know, have as high as 38 grams per text. Has a real good uniformity on it. It's adapted to South Texas, the North Texas part of the Blacklands. It has done very well in southern Louisiana, the Texas High Plains, and West Texas. It grows best on the head clay soils on the coast in the Blacklands, and when you're on the High Plains, it needs to be under good irrigation. One thing I will say about Nitro, get PGRs on it early. It's a very indeterminate, late fruiter. Get PGRs on it, but when you defoliate it, don't do it too early and do it well. Nitro will have high leaf trash if you don't get it defoliated right, and it needs to be harvested under low humidity, low moisture conditions. We found out that is a big key to keeping the leaf trash out of Nitro. And with that, thanks.
Thank all of y'all for attending. Again, that concludes this new development session of the Beltwide. Reminder, there's some more consultants' conferences in the morning. The reception is just across the hall, starts at 6, so you got time to run up to your room and drop your stuff off and then come back down with the name tag on and get in the door. So see y'all next year.